22 weeks ago, there was another a similar style attack on a pensioner also, not too far away from where this lady was attacked on Friday evening. So, I mean, the community are very rightly angry at this. The community are very annoyed, and obviously everybody who you speak to, their thoughts and best wishes are going to this lady as well. So it's just an absolutely horrible attack. And you know, I know my own colleague, Fran McCann, has called on people to come forward with information as soon as possible, because these people who carried this out in this person, I mean, they need to be brought before the courts and obviously sentenced, because, I mean, this can't go on.
And there's going to be a special meeting in the Maureen Sheehan Centre on Wednesday night.
Yeah, I think a number of local people have come together to do a rally on Wednesday evening, not only with solidarity, but to call for security. I know that there'll be leaflets also be put out around the area with regards to community safety also. I'm meeting with PSNI tomorrow with the senior Belfast officer with regards to a number of issues in Belfast and West Belfast. And this will certainly be on the agenda. I'll be putting this on the agenda tomorrow to see exactly what can be done, because we need to offer, and people need to feel safe when they're walking about their own communities. And there is a fear factor now, Frank, and that's a sorry and worrying development. And I think we have to remove that fear factor. To do that, people need to come forward with the information to remove these people off the streets and obviously go to court.
And the Ardmullen Avenue, where exactly is that on the Falls Road?
Well, it's just at the bottom, so it's around the Divis area, just in the back of where Divis flats are there, at the very bottom of Divis Street, Frank. So, I mean, obviously it's a worrying time. A lot of pensioners live around that area. But what we've called for, and I've no doubt people around that area are very good people, and they will rally around for support, and they will come together and make sure that the elderly people, pensioners around that area, will start to feel safe. And there is a lot of community organisations and individuals who are as well here working hard to try and restore that safer community.
The people who do this, they've been called all sorts, from hoods to druggies, just to pathetic cards. They're probably all of the above. But what is inside the heads of a guy who will, the head of a guy who will go across and punch a woman who's 76 years old and steal her phone and her money? Is, and I'm certainly not looking for an excuse for him, but is he off his head on something, or are they just really bad people?
Frank, I suppose, I don't know. I suppose what you could say, there's no morals and no scruples when they can attack an elderly lady like that, who is very vulnerable walking around home. And I think whoever has carried this out, that they have a lot to answer for. But they have obviously no sympathy with anyone within our own community and beyond. And I would actually argue that they've no even sympathy with themselves, because to do an attack like that on an elderly woman, and then you've obviously no morals and no scruples yourself.